Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Welcome to the 52nd episode of Interlude Army. During this episode, we'll be talking about BTS's new single, Butter, along with theories and more. Let's get it.
Welcome back to Interlude Army. I'm Roseanne.
And I'm Jose.
We got a lot to talk about. When I say a lot, yes. it's just an announcement that happened today, but we have a lot on our minds, okay?
Girl.
A lot going on. So we're going to go over what happened, but also, of course, you know, me and Jose, we're going to go over our theories like always. But before that, Jose, how have you been doing?
Girl, I've been good. You know, getting my studying on, turning in my projects. Thanks to you, you've been helping me a lot in my projects as well. I've been passing everything. So everything's going well in that department. Okay. But when it comes to my food department, your boy is struggling because I keep forgetting to eat. Okay?
I thought you were going to say eat. Like, we're struggling in the food department because we're low on chicken. That's what I thought you were going to say.
Well, that is true. Like, my fridge is empty, so we're running low on stuff. But it's because I forget. Like, I'm working so hard on my stuff. I'm pretty sure everybody can relate to this. You probably have been through this a couple times. But whenever you're just, like, into your work, focused, you literally forget to eat. And
that's so true.
Literally, like, that's been happening to me a lot. I'll literally, like, maybe eat one time in a day. And that's not good, y'all. It's not good. I don't recommend it because then you wake up all weak and stuff. And so get your nutrition on. I'm going to try and get back on track with that because, yeah, like today, girl, I only ate once. Because back-to-back classes, I need to stop that and start doing better. But what about you, Roseanne? How are you?
I mean, that's totally relatable because also today I'm a bad, like, hyper, like, come on, Jose, you should do that because I'm literally doing the same thing. today, like, I only ate oatmeal around like 10, and then like I noticed when I was like recording a video I was like shaking. You'll see my video. I'm dropping it today, but I'm supposed to be holding like products up to the camera, but my hand is shaking.
Oh my god.
And I'm like, okay girl. So I ordered Uber Eats and I was so busy that it was like still sitting outside. My roommate like came home and it was like, hey, you want me to bring your Uber?
Hashtag relatable content.
Oh my.
Literally. Sometimes I forget I ordered until I look at my phone and like, your food has been out. Oh my god, my food.
It's been sitting outside. You gotta like microwave it again. Oh my god, Jose. Yeah. So I'm a bad like example, but you know, it kind of helps to have an alarm. I've never tried it myself, but maybe we should set up alarms, Jose, or like check up on each other, you know?
Very true. Very that. But besides the food department, we're still getting fed as army, though.
Oh, yeah.
Because, like I mentioned in our intro, y'all, big stuff, big news, big announcement was made as of the recording of this, it was today. But when y'all are listening to this, maybe something else has dropped as far as announcements, promotion schedules, or something. But officially, guys, we got the title and the date for BTS's newest single dropping on May 21st. And guess what it's called? It's going to be called Mantequilla, which is butter. Okay?
I'm like, wait, what?
Sorry, I had to say it. Mantequilla is butter in Spanish, so that's why I had to say it.
Okay. I learned something new today.
Yes, gosh.
Mm-hmm. So, like, okay, here's the thing. We thought it was going to be announced, like, on Sunday. I've been making alarms for, you know, 12 Korean Standard Time. Because anything could drop any minute. So we were kind of expecting it yesterday. But it makes sense that they didn't because ENHYPEN came back. So
Hold on. Let's get into that. Because ENHYPEN is under B-LIFT. So isn't B-LIFT like another label? Like it's not Big Hit Music. I understand it's under HYBE. But
yeah.
Like I get it. But at the same time I'm like, it wouldn't mess up anything because didn't Newest just have a comeback as well? And they're under HYBE as well. So it's like...
Yeah, because Newest came out like maybe like 6 days ago. So But you know what? They may be under a different company, but they're still under HYBE, which makes profits and they want each group to profit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So like it would be smart to kind of space it out a little bit. But you see, ENHYPEN still technically came out today because the music video dropped at like 2 a.m. for me, and then the BTS news came out 8 a.m. so it's still technically the same
day. It's the same day, so that's why I was like, I don't understand. But I think what happened, Roseanne, is because if they were trying to go with like Dynamite's maybe the same day as, it's not the same day, but the same number as Dynamite was announced on July 26, 2020, and today is August. Oh my God.
No.
April 20th.
Jose wants the year to end already. He said August. It's literally
I got confused. I saw the A and I said August instead of April, y'all. Listen, it's been a day. April 26th. So I thought maybe they wanted to copy the number 26. Yeah. You know what I mean? Because I also thought that it would be yesterday. It's literally one day off, so we're not like all the way clowns. We're not 100% clowns.
Yeah, you know what I mean? We're not 100% clowns. But, you know, one thing that I am happy about is that, you know how before media started posting the dates, May 21, I think you also mentioned that May 21st was your guess as well because it was really close to Billboard. And so, I mean, previous to us thinking May 21, media did say like, end of May, so that's the reason we're like, okay, what's at the end of May, and so I'm happy we got the date correct, and I was not expecting a title like this. Butter, I mean, because
right, girl, it literally caught me by surprise because, well, first off, did you watch the time, the countdown?
No, I literally woke up at 8 a.m., which is when it, like, finished. Started? And so,
when it finished.
Yeah, I heard people legit watch the whole hour waiting for something. And you know how, like, nothing really happened until literally the last minute. So,
yes.
Like, it would have been really fun, though, if I was awake when it, you know, was posted. The countdown was first posted. It would have been really fun. Were you awake when it came out? Like started?
Yeah, I was about to say, like, thanks for laughing at me because I was one of those people that was awake.
No way, Jose. You're like, oh my God, what's happening? You're like just sitting there for a whole hour.
Yes. But I mean, I think we all knew that nothing was going to be announced until the end of the countdown, of course, because there's a literal countdown. The one thing that I did enjoy is that after every, it was like 7 minutes, they would pop up with a little bubble and a little, I guess like an emoji you can call it, but it was like a little image of something. And I think it represented all seven members because it was seven little bubbles that popped up every 7 minutes, if I'm not incorrect. While the countdown was going. Yeah. And so literally it started off with this block, yellow block, we were all like, okay, what is this? Because it was titled BTS What's Melting. And I mean, obviously yellow, everybody thought butter. But then I also mentioned like, hey, maybe this could just be because it's Hybe's color. And maybe it's an ice yeah. cube. Maybe it's not butter. But it did turn out to be butter because at the end of it, literally, it was the name of the song, Butter. So that's why it was. Everybody was like, wait, not it being literally butter when we were just thinking it was going to be something else.
Wow, that's so hilarious. Yeah, I didn't even think about that. Like, people would start theorizing right away because it did just show a block of butter turning mm-hmm. into, like, a heart. Which is funny how you mentioned Hybe, because even I was like, oh my god, like, literally, when the music drops, I'm going to be wearing yellow. But then I was like, hold up, we're all going to look like Hybe employees. The day of, like, we're all repping Hybe's color right now with yellow. I don't know if they intentionally did that because they're like, we want everyone to be Hybe color. I don't know.
Well, yeah, you know, and a lot of people started thinking that it was also going to be something related to McDonald's because of the yellow color.
That's so
and
true.
Because yeah. it's what's melting, and you literally could hear like kitchen sounds. You could hear people cooking in a kitchen or stuff like that. And I made the point, and I mean, I'm sure many ARMY did, but I did tweet out stating, I really doubt this has anything to do with McDonald's, because when it came to McDonald's promotions and commercials, that was on McDonald's YouTube page, and this was on Bangtan TV. So I was like, unless they switched it up for BTS, I don't see this being McDonald's
it
related.
Better not
and
be
also
it.
Because somebody from Columbia Records also tweeted it out, and I was like, I don't think a Columbia Records person would be tweeting this if it was for McDonald's. But I mean, and we weren't wrong, because it's not related to McDonald's, it's their new single.
Very true. So before, Columbia Records did post like a tweet saying to, you know, save this. And I'm like, oh man, so they really are going to be pushing it like dynamite. Because we had like a theory to that as well, Jose. I don't know if you remember mm-hmm. our conversation before, like if it is a single, if they're going to push it and make it as big as yes. Dynamite. So now we know, because, well, there's a lot more articles out now, but I think the first article I read was from Headline. And they did compare it to the song Dynamite because it is confirmed to be an all-English language track. This is going to be the second full English song BTS is going to release. And we're going to actually jump into like how we feel about that as well, because I did see people's conversations about their opinions and their thoughts mm-hmm. about it being English. But the only information that we have so far about this particular track is that Butter is going to be a dance pop track brimming mm-hmm. with the smooth yet charismatic charm of BTS. And it's going to be a summer smash hit.
Yes.
Yes, it's going to be popping. It's been a while since we've somewhat had a summer smash hit that I could think of from BTS. I don't know, like, I wouldn't consider Idol a summer smash hit.
Girl, did you forget Dynamite?
No, but Dynamite didn't drop during, wait, it dropped during
yeah.
August.
Yeah, August is still summer.
Not to me.
What?
That's not summer. Oh wait, all right. Comment. Oh wait, you can't even comment here. Let us know if you think August is summer. Cause for me, August in Alaska, school already started. That ain't summer for me.
What does school have to do with that though?
Because summer break, when it's done, summer's done. You know what I mean?
I understand what you mean, but if you Google it, August is still summer.
Oh, is it?
But I get it though. I get it though, because it was towards the end
yeah,
of August.
Right?
It
See,
was August 21st.
You can't have a summer song when the summer is mm-hmm. done. You can't play it at the end of summer. You know what I mean? Okay. But yes.
even though listen, I don't want to burst your bubble, but September is also considered part of summer.
No way. Okay, I'm gonna have to Google that. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if I was wrong, actually. But you know what's funny? Like in Australia.
Wait, I'm wrong. summer is June, July, and August. Sorry.
Oh.
So you were right. Yeah. So wow. August 21st. We only had like 1 week of summer left. So I guess you can consider it not a summer anthem, okay. Even though it was released in summer.
Okay. That makes sense. I always thought May was summer too, but that's probably spring. Well, that makes sense, I guess. So what are your thoughts of Butter being an all English track, Jose?
I'm okay with it. I'm being 100% honest. I kind of understood and I kind of expected it, to be honest. Once rumors started going on that they were coming back, because the first news, or at least the ones that I read online, rumored comeback was a single and then an album. Mm-hmm. And that's literally what they did with Dynamite. And I guess you could consider that with Black Swan as well. Yeah. But I kind of don't, because Black Swan, they kind of just, they used that as a...
like an intro type of?
Yeah, they didn't. I guess some people might say they did promote it like a single because they performed it on James Corden and you know, several other... And they did a whole music video and, you know, the whole spiel, like if it was a single. But they didn't label it as that. That's not what they intended it for. Dynamite literally was a single before the album. And this time around, Butter is also being labeled as a single before the album. And that's usually what Western artists do. That's what they do. They release then single that's going to be included in the future album that's coming either the next month or the month or whenever, just in the future, near future after it, you know? Yes. So once I heard those news, I was like, I totally see them doing it again. We had Life Goes On. We had a whole album as well with that. I was like, they're going to do it again. I see them doing it. I see them going for that Grammy again. They do want that as part of their goal. Unfortunately, they did not win the Dynamite. So they know that they have to do it again. I shouldn't say they have to. They want to do it again. They want to do it again. That's a goal of theirs, and in order to achieve it, unfortunately, even if you don't like it, if you don't want it to be English, unfortunately, they see that the door was open with Dynamite. Mm-hmm. Because of Dynamite, that door was open. That's the way they got into the category, even if it's just one. They were like, okay, well, if you want to play a game, we're going to play it better. You know what I mean? We're going to do it again. We know we can break records. We know it's going to be a bop. We're going to do it all over again. Of course, with a different type of sound, maybe. I feel like even though Dynamite was very upbeat, I totally don't see them going with like the retro disco again. The graphic doesn't really tell us much about the certain, like the genre of the song. But yeah, I still think it's a beat, but it could be, I think it's going to be different than Dynamite. And so I expected it. It's not a surprise to me that they're going English again. It's not a surprise they're going full out with the promotion again with this being a single and then the album coming out later. It's not a surprise. I don't mind it being English. I think it's kind of cool that they're going to do it again. I think it's also celebratory that the guys are like, you know what, we're going to do it again in English. Like, we're going to do a full English track. Y'all want to make fun of us with our language and stuff, so we're going to, you know, do it again and prove y'all wrong. You know what I mean? So I'm all for it. I have seen a lot of contrasting thoughts about it, and it doesn't irk me. Like, it's not like I'm gonna lose sleep over it. It's just to me, it's like, why do you have to be so negative about it? Everybody has an opinion.
Yeah,
let me get that out there. Everybody has an opinion. Everyone's opinions are valid. You do not have to like everything. You do not have to love everything, all that, etc. We get it. I just don't understand spreading negativity in the sense of like, I'm not going to support it. The guys are selling out, their sellouts, all this other, like all of that, like keep it to yourself, because that is not the case. BTS have proven year after year that they have control. Yes. They know what they're doing. Yep. They know how to do it. So in order like for you to like question it and like doubt it and all that, I feel like that's just not the case. If you don't like the idea, you can just say that. You're like, you know, I don't like the idea of another English song. Okay, cool. But all that extra, I feel like it's unnecessary. But hey, who am I? I'm just, you know, expressing my thoughts, I guess. But what do you think, Roseanne?
You know, very true. Like, you don't have to like everything that they put out. You don't always have to agree with everything that they put out. But the thing is, it's kind of like, you may not like it, but you would understand. You know what I mean? Like, I understand why they're doing this. And it's kind of like, come on, they've been working for 7 long years. And for them to finally be acknowledged was because of an English track. And we know, right. We know how much they want a Grammy award. And so it's like, I really respect that because it's kind of like they can't just keep doing what they're doing. All right. Nothing really lasts forever. And now that they're still at their peak, they're still going up, might as well try to go all in, you know what I mean? And really try to win that Grammy, especially now that I know that they have a chance. The Grammys nominated them. They're a step closer. They're almost there. And so I'm all in for that, you know?
Yeah.
And I totally respect and I totally understand why it has to be in English. Like, if you don't know why, then I'm like, where have you been? You know? And they've already proven time and time again, like, to call them, like, sellouts, or like they don't care about their language. Like, it's not that easy to just be like, you know, I know it's hard for them, but it's also like, even I believe this is something that I feel like is kind of a must in a way, just to achieve that one goal. It's not gonna get rid of all the things they've achieved throughout the years though, or minus all that, just because it's an English song. I don't know why it's such a really big deal.
Because to me, it's like, I commend them for doing it again, like doing it all over again. Mm-hmm. It's not easy, guys. Like, somebody to like completely come out to a country where like they've even expressed it that they've been made fun of, they've been ridiculed for even speaking their own language, mm-hmm. to like join and be like, you know what, if you want to play a game, we can do it better. Yes. Like I said, like they can and they will, you know what I mean? And so some people might say like, why though? Like, just keep asking like, why? And my thing is like, why not? Like, why are you so opposed? How does them singing in English take away from anything? Like you said, take away any of their achievements, take away from their artistry. Why is that an issue? I completely understand preference, and that's why we have to separate that. We have to separate our preference. Like, some people might not even like Dynamite, but they love the rest of the album B, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And that's okay. Nobody's telling you have to forcibly like it. It's the extra discrediting them, putting them down, saying that they're this and that, like all of that. Where is that coming from? Because if that's how you feel about it, then how have you been really feeling? Like, is your love for them only because they sing in Korean? Like, what if they one day they want to come out with a full Spanish song? Oh. They did an Airplane, they threw in some Spanish in there. What if they want to dive into like a full Spanish track? Are you gonna hate them because of that? Like, it's them wanting to explore more. I don't see what's wrong with that, but again, that is my opinion. Some people might be like, yo, I completely disagree, which is fine. You know what I mean? It's just, I just don't see the point of being negative about it. You know what I mean?
And plus, we know the boys. Like Jose mentioned, they have full control over what they want to release. If they feel comfortable releasing an English song, then that's them. Like, I believe in them. And I believe that's something that they want to achieve and that they're happy with. You know what I mean? I mean, look at the stuff that Dynamite was able to achieve. I'm sure they were really happy about it. Like,
definitely.
So I want them to be happy, not because I want them to satisfy my need of, you know, me not really agreeing with what, I don't know, whatever they want to do. So I just want them to obtain what they want to obtain, and I'm happy for that. So,
and like you said, like with Dynamite, they got the airplay, guys. So it's kind of like, also they're like, you know what, if we want a certain goal and this is the way to do it, then let's do it. It's not taking away from our artistry. It's not taking away from our music. It's literally just the language switch. It's literally just that. It's not doing anything else. They're not changing anything else. They're still the same guys. Literally, their interviews, if you look at their interviews from 2016 when they were coming over here stronger in the States to 2021, they're still goofy. They're still like, it's crazy. Like, some people act like they're like changing, and I'm just like, you clearly are not seeing the same thing, but hey, whatever.
Boy, yes. Other than that, the whole capliche, is that even a word? I don't even know. Spleesh.
I've never heard of it.
That I'm probably not even using the word right, but what are your theories as to Butter? like what you think it's gonna be. I don't know.
Literally, I tweeted this out and I was like, why am I already making up lyrics in my head? Like, I was already singing to myself, like, smooth like butter. And then I was singing to myself, like, literally, there's no melody to this, y'all. I am not a musician. I am not a singer. None of that. This is literally me making noises in my house. I was like, smooth like butter. And then it's like, you melt my heart like butter. lyrics in my head. I was like, Jose, these could be lyrics.
Jose is a songwriter. He's some... I'm just kidding. Oh my gosh, you know, that kind of, not gonna lie, Jose, if it is that, I swear you're a spy. No, you work for Hybe.
Literally, I'm gonna be asking myself, am I working for Hybe? And did I not know
that I was working for which reminds me, during the 1 hour stream, there was like the sound of you being like in a restaurant kitchen. Are the boys going to be cooking up a storm? Is that what the music video is going to be about?
So if you think about it, Dynamite, they were at a diner. What? And we were outside out of the diner. What if they take us in the diner?
That's a good theory, Jose.
I just thought of that like right now. I'm shook. My brain is shook. I literally just came up with that right now.
We're going to go into the kitchen.
Inside the diner, in the kitchen.
Yo, that's a good one.
In the oven, yo.
In the oven. Oh my, yeah. If that one's true, Jose, yeah, you really working for Hybe. My money's on it. You know how you said, though, that like you have a feeling it might not be like, you know, retro, like Dynamite? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. I personally feel like it might be. Retro.
Really?
Yeah. It's because
What makes you think that? Because the graphic, what is that? How does the graphic tell you retro? That's what
because it's pop art. Like, you know, the little circle stuff that's supposed to be the shadow of the butter. I had to go Twitter because I didn't remember what the name was, but apparently it's called pop art, and usually it's used for like comics. And I kind of linked it. I know this has like nothing to do with the song Butter, but it reminds me of the song Build Me Up Buttercup. You know, build me up I'm not even saying the song right. Don't break my heart. But it was released in 1967, that song. Uh-huh. And this pop art kind of reminds me, it like kind of started around like 1950. So it's like still giving me that old retro vibe comics maybe. Boy, I don't know why I'm getting that.
Well, if you also look at the font, it reminded me of Barbie. The Barbie font. Also the B. Do you know the Barbie font, right? Like the Barbie logo?
Barbie font.
Yeah, it was like the older logo, because I know now they do like a handwriting one. Not the one now. Let me see. Let me look.
Tell you. The one that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I think I found
one. What year was it?
Oh, there you go. 1959. Hold up. Wait. No, 1991. Just kidding.
Oh, I was like, what? Yes, that one. Doesn't the B give you the one from
Butter? And the old one. It had like that little shine on there. The same way as Butter has that shine. So, are we on to something?
Yeah, like they could go retro, but I guess I did say that. I guess I meant to say like disco, like the disco genre. I don't see them doing that the way they did it with Dynamite.
So like we were in the 70s, now we're in the 80s. So we're getting a step closer. We were outside of the restaurant, now we're inside of the restaurant. That's a good theory.
Do you think we could like mention a song that maybe we think it might sound like, or no?
Well, I don't know why. Like I mentioned, it reminded me of the song Build Me Up Buttercup. I don't know if you're like familiar with how. Why do you build me up, buttercup baby, just to let
Yes. That reminds me of that.
Yeah.
I mean,
honestly, the reason why I thought of that, though, is because it had butter in there, like buttercup.
But so you think it'll be like that? That upbeat?
I don't, because they said for that song, it's an upbeat pop soul type of song. And for Butter, they say it's a dance pop as well. So I wonder what they mean by smooth, though. They say brimming with smooth, yet charismatic charm of BTS. Like, smooth?
I think they're trying to, they're trying to play on the word butter, girl. Because you know how people say smooth and like butter?
Oh.
So I think they're going to have moments of, like, body roast.
Oh, okay. It's kind of funny how you say smooth. I don't know why I was thinking of people like sliding to the right, and Jose's like body rolls.
Oh my god, not me wishing for body rolls. Okay. But I know I'm not the only one, so you know.
No, okay, I do see it actually now. Now I see. I picture them doing the saying butter and doing the body roll.
Okay, but see, okay. We were talking a little bit about this off recording, y'all. And I would like to know, Roseanne, how do you feel about that part? How do you feel about that part? The description that we've gotten up till now about butter. How do you feel about that?
Oh, the butter being a dance pop track?
Yes.
Oh.
How do you feel about
that? Okay, I'm being exposed. Let me go ahead and expose myself. No, this is just like a personal opinion.
Let's get into it.
Well, if you've been listening to us for a while, you know I love Blood, Sweat, and Tears era. I just love the Wings era. And I have been waiting for years. I think we got like a hint of it during Black Swan. That was just a hint, okay? That was not an album. That was not a title track. I was low-key. When I saw the font, when I saw the word butter, I'm like, girl, where is my darkness? Where is my royal? Where is my, like, okay, there's nothing, I have nothing against happy songs, okay? I have nothing against happy bubbly songs. I just want my dark songs, Jose. I want body rolls, but with royalty. You know what? Come on, Jose. Like, who wants another Blood, Sweat, and Tears era? I'm not the only one, right?
Not Roseanne wanting body rolls with, like, sad faces up in here. What? Emotional body rolls.
When you say it like that, okay. But that was my thought. Like, the off recording, I was telling Jose that. That's how I felt. But no hate against, you know, happy songs. But I'm just so ready for, like, tear type of vibe, Blood, Sweat, and Tears, boy meets evil. I'm just dark like that inside, I guess. I don't know.
I feel like that's next, though. I feel like that's going to come with the album.
Jose, please. Oh, that reminds me. The you know...
That sounded so funny. Jose, please.
Oh, that reminds me. There's hope. There is hope for that. Yes. Well, supposedly, you know, it was kind of like based off of a calendar. I made a whole video about that, like theorizing or whatever. Uh-huh. But they say that, you know, a new single, digital single in May. And in June, we get an online concert and a mini album, which, you know, Butter could be part of. And we've already gotten, like, articles today saying that Korean media is saying that there is going to be, like, a thingy in June, like a mini album. I don't know. But then October, hold up. When did Wings drop, girl? I'm theorizing. One sec. I swear it was October. I swear. Oh, my God. Yes, October. October 10 was when Wings dropped, Jose. So I have hope that whatever this special, supposedly special album is in October, it's going to be like Wings. Watch it be like totally opposite, because it says special album. Watch it be like very sentimental. And you know how like they mentioned that they all wanted to do like an album where they have their own songs specialized, something like that. It was during their recent interview. I don't know if you remember that, Jose.
I think I do. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's either that or Wings Part 2.
Honestly, I saw the... She just wants her wings, y'all. Give her wings.
Hi, but I'm begging you.
She wants to fly. She wants to be a butterfly. Get it? Ooh. But I'm... Okay, that was so lame.
That makes sense. So... No, that was genius. Because what if this is the butter and the next album in October is fly?
Okay, listen. She wants her wings. She does not want to be on...
I'm reaching. I'm sorry. I need to calm down.
Woo! Okay. She came prepared and stretched before the recording because she is reaching you. Okay. What I was going to say is I also saw the article That you were talking about, that today supposedly there's going to be an album in June that's going to include Butter. I honestly think they're confusing it with the Japanese album. Let's not forget that the Japanese album is dropping in June. So I honestly think that's what they're referring to, right? No?
Oh, yes, but, well, on Weavers, they made an announcement saying that there will be, like, this, there will be, like, a physical for this. But well, let me read.
But
it.
That physical is the digital, the single, Roseanne. Like the way they did with Dynamite. You know how they sold cassettes, they sold the vinyl. That's what they meant by physical, not like an album. They're meaning
is that what they meant? I think I'm confused because they said in stores. Because you know, Dynamite was never sold in stores, like in Korea. Like it was always online.
Yeah, so but they can do that because I know like American Apparel sometimes carries like stuff like that. Like it's literally just, I don't know if you remember this, Roseanne, like artists used to sell physical singles. Like you could buy a cassette or a CD and it literally just had that one song. Like that's, and you could go to like Target and Walmart and buy it. So I think that's what they meant because they're not talking about like an actual album. They're talking about it selling as a physical copy as well.
Well,
honestly, I wouldn't doubt. Listen, don't laugh at me. I made a tweet that what if they like are like buy a stick of butter and we will give you.
Well, wait.
We will give you a physical single. So watch me go to the grocery store because of that.
Wait, what? So you buy a
stick of butter? That's just me being a clown. Like, you buy a stick of butter and the grocery store gives you the single. Oh my
god, not that. And people would be like, look at them bundling. Oh my gosh, bundling a
I know, we would butter. Not hear the end of that. Ugh, remember?
Oh my god.
Ugh, that's so... Forgive.
Bundling with butter, though. Could you imagine people getting mad at me?
Imagine if people really were like, y'all really took over the grocery stores and all this. Like, really, y'all? This is a new low even for y'all. But hey, you do you. Anywho, that's just me being a clown. But wait, you didn't tell me. Like, what about you? Have you been thinking about lyrics? Do you think of lyrics when it comes to butter or no? Maybe not.
I'm no songwriter like you, Jose. You a genius.
Girl.
I couldn't even think of anything. I just keep singing the Build Me Up Buttercup song.
Oh, okay. You're not thinking like, I'm going to spread that butter? You're not.
Oh. Wait, hold up, Jose. That's not that sounding.
Wait, what is
PG-13? PG-13?
Wait, why did your mind go somewhere that is shitting? Hold on. Nope. See, y'all be playing. I didn't say anything not PG-13, okay? That's not, you don't put that on me, Roseanne. Okay,
well, the words were PG-13, but how you said it was not PG-13.
What? Listen, well, now that you say that, what if this is a placeholder? The image is meant for you to think like it's very, well, no, they said dance pop. Never mind, scratch.
Yeah, they said dance,
I was about to say, what if they really go that way? The sex scene.
Yeah, what if it is a body roll? So, yes, you guys, that was it for this episode.
We gonna spread it all over the charts, okay?
Yes, we are. We are. Wow, we're gonna spread it everywhere. There's all these butter memes now. I just, oh my god.
Yes, I literally.
Jose is coming up.
I literally, like, found an image of somebody holding a butter, like a butter stick, or a stick of butter, and I tweeted out, like, my new light stick.
Oh my. No, I dare you, Jose, on the day of release, when you're doing your reaction, like, after 24 hours, I need to see that butter.
Imagine, I'm going to do it, Roseanne, I'm going to do it, and I'm going to wave it.
Okay,
let's do it, let's do it, girl. I'm going to do it, and then it's going to melt, though. It's going to melt in our hands. That's going to be gross.
Oh, put it in the freezer first, so it's frozen.
Yes, let's do it.
Yeah,
we going to do it, y'all. We going
to
do it.
But yes. That was it for this episode, I promise. To stay updated, follow us on Twitter at InterludeArmyPD, along with our Instagram at InterludeArmyPD. If you want to send any feedbacks or letters, please email us at interlude.army.podcast@gmail.com.
Okay, y'all. Well, like Roseanne said, that was it for this episode. To stay updated, follow us on... Wait, okay, well. That's like not... Oh, my God. We hope you enjoyed listening to us today. Make sure to stay tuned for next week's episode. Thank you for tuning in. Have an amazing week.